And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to actually a very busy Fisherman's Landing here in Point Loma. Bluefin are hitting the dock right now, and we have, speaking of bluefin, we have one of the man that's been catching a bunch of them here. Jim Hughes from the Cortez is here, and he is like Santa Claus today. Just brought a bevy of great gifts to give away to you. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you, or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show. Captain Jim in here today talking some fishing.
Yeah.
And boy, you weren't kidding, man. It's like having Santa Claus. The Christmas Spectacular came early.
Yeah. So our Christmas, our actual Christmas Spectacular is 1 week from today with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. And we'll have some great gifts. But I'm telling you, I think... he's one up them.
Yeah.
Captain Jim, good morning.
What's up, buddy? Top of the morning.
Great, Jim. Great to have you here this morning, and thank you for your generosity. You're always so generous. But most of all, you're so generous with your knowledge, too. And it's been quite a season this year.
Yeah.
It was quite the season. It lasted a long, long time.
Right.
And it's still going.
Still going.
Still going.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't still be going. It's December 17th.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that boat just come in there. Yeah.
It's December 17th, and I was just telling Pete, like, hey, man, sorry I'm a little late. I had to wait for the ice to melt off my windshield before I came into work this morning, so it certainly couldn't still be going.
Yeah, it's still going. We're seeing a bunch of bluefin hit the dock right now.
Yeah, Dr. Chris Minnick just walked into the world headquarters this morning and said, We got them. 90 fish on a 3-day for the stars. Limits.
So
rad. For their guys. So,
absolutely.
December 17th, limits of bluefin.
And flat, calm weather. Got to put a little couple layers on, right?
Oh, yeah. It's cold layers. Out there. No,
but you fished it on the Cortez in early December, right?
Correct.
And
yeah.
tell us about the fishing. Right
it's we went out towards the Tanner Bank. We got on that anchor fish.
Yeah.
Very, very good squidding. We got some squid.
Oh,
right.
That's cool.
You know, we tanked up on a squid right away before daylight came. We got out there and first thing in the morning, started hanging some fish. And then about 7, 8 o'clock, started turning over to sardine fish with a few guys fishing the sinker rigs with the squid.
Okay.
And so it bit both, you know. And then later on during the day, it was more around the sardines, start seeing a fish puddling around.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know. And it's good, great fish for this time of the year. I mean, well, that 25-pound fish, now, even now later, this fish has got up to 40 pounds. We had a couple 40-pounders.
Really?
Yeah.
A few standouts I saw, too, in some pictures.
Yes.
These are fish, 100-pounders.
They're jumping around some 60, 80-pounders for sure. You know?
Yeah.
But stock good 25 to 40-pound fish in December. Fly line fishing in the daytime.
Light line fishing.
Oh, so, okay.
Or you're bringing back a little bit of skill fishing.
Yeah, all right.
So no vampire fishing.
No.
No nighttime fishing.
No, there was no nighttime fishing.
It's cold for that.
Yeah. We looked around. No, we looked around at night. We'd get out the anchor and go look around at nighttime and get back on the anchor, you know, before daylight.
Okay.
And jig up some more squid. We jigged up a tank of squid the first night and then tank of squid second day.
Tough jigging for the squid?
Yeah, it was pretty tough. We got a tank full in about 2 hours.
Easy pick.
We'll take that.
And it was a good spread because there was guys, you know, a mile and a half below us, you know, and half a mile above us, you know, on the north side of the bank.
And having similar success?
Similar success.
That's great. Yeah. Wow. How cool is that?
Fantastic.
How cool is that?
So much fun. So, mostly the Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing, you do charters, right?
Charter, 99% of charters.
99%. And you said you're pretty full for next year already.
Yes. We've already, we have 4 full months already, and then we got some openings in November and a couple openings in June.
Wow.
You know, so.
But, you know, May, June last year was just...
It was good.
Yeah. You're not fishing in May, though.
Oh, we actually got 2 charters in May right
now. Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay.
So it's beginning a little bit earlier. We might pick up a little bit more.
Is there still, you know, like, because I'm with you. I mean, it started in March and April last year. I mean, is May an available charter time?
Like, absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
And June. Sure. You got a couple open
June. June, yeah.
Wow. So mostly what do you do? How many days?
Mostly 2.5.
2.5 days.
We do have some day and a half. And later on in the season, we did some 3.5s and some 4s.
And you do some open party trips.
Yes. We will have a few this year,
It
looks like. I'm going to wait until the beginning of the year and see what we got open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to start booking an open party.
The Cortez is not an easy boat to get on because they're chartered so much. You know what I mean? It's like
there's a
year after year after year, same group, get off the boat, reschedule for the next year. I mean, it's just not an easy boat to get on for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
We got a lot of the same groups repeating, you know,
Come back.
5 trips, you know. Oh, yeah. You know, just I've had the same groups with me since pretty much we've had the boat. So
describe a 2.5 day. What time do you leave? What's the scoop?
We leave a little bit earlier, you know, depending on the group. But most of the groups want to get down there early. We usually are out of there by 6, maybe 6:30.
6 p.m.
And then we started switching over a little bit this year where the guys wanted to leave at 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, and doing that day and a half and the 2.5s, it allows us to do that. We get back in, we can fuel up and so forth and get ready to roll again. Gives a chance to get our groceries and you know, all that.
Sure.
Leaving earlier was just so that you could get more nighttime in?
Yeah, it's a 24-hour fishery, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a 24-hour fishery, so you need, you know, good guys at night and good guys in the daytime.
Yeah.
So you know, we're working around that.
I see a lot of the guys installing these big lights now, big LED lights. Is that important for that nighttime fishing?
It seems to be working.
Yeah.
The guys and I, it seems like every year, guys are getting lit up a little bit more, a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, before you had to get within 6 miles, you start seeing the glow. Now you get 10 miles away, you start
seeing the glow. Is that right? Yeah. And it's just, you know, they seem to come to the boat or stick with the boat.
Or stick with the boat a little bit better.
Stick with the boat a little bit better.
It seems to be that way.
Yeah.
But things change just, you know. What causes one thing to work and something else not? You know,
yeah.
The guys that had more lights seem to the fish stuck with them a little bit more.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So did you put more lights on the Cortez?
No, but we switched over to LEDs. We didn't put more lights on her, but we switched over to LEDs.
LED just has just more power, more power.
It's more, they're brighter. I don't know if they have the water penetration as much as, you know, the incandescent ones do.
Yeah.
But it's brighter. It lights up the deck well, lights up the water around you well.
Nice. So. And it floats the squid pretty well, about it.
Clearly.
Squid, yes. That's not an issue.
Wow.
And you see a lot of bait in the water. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So C4 Sport Fishing, of course, home to a lot of, I mean, you're kind of the guy, you're like Mr. Seaforth over there, and you help a lot of the guys maintain their boats and stuff like that.
If they have, they need any help, I do. You know, and we're a big family over there for the most part.
Yeah.
We got guys, you know, the tribute left last night. He's on an open party trip. I think Andrew's up in the yard. He'll be coming down off on the Pacifica. Aztec's doing some boat work at the dock. Booger's doing some boat work at the dock. You know, everybody's in boat work mode, getting ready for another new year.
Yeah. And looks, I mean, do you think that stuff's just going to stick around? We're just going to have bluefin again, just like we did this year?
There's no reason for it to leave. The bait is everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
still.
Anchovy is, you see anchovy out to 30, 40 miles.
No kidding.
And you just keep going through it and through it. The biomass is gigantic.
That's so cool.
You know? And you see sardine in it. You got the squid starting to show up really good right now everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, last year we didn't have that, did we?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So that's a different
But the anchovies were there.
The anchovies.
You know? Yeah. There was volume.
So now we have more bait.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, a 2 or 3 year classes of anchovy. You see small ones, see medium ones, and you see, you know, fishable ones.
Yeah. So. And inshore, just tons of sardine, too.
Yeah, hasn't been.
It's very healthy.
The bait company did an awesome job this year. There was never any shortage on bait and everything.
Yeah.
Which is so wild. I mean, think about the volume of bait that our fleet goes through.
Right.
I mean, just. Every damn near every spot on every boat all year long was sold out. You know, mm-hmm. we were as close to max capacity as a fleet as you could get, and not one time on one trip for one boat out of both bays, five landing, everybody's mm-hmm. pouring the coals to it. Not one time was there ever not bait to be fished.
Yeah,
that's crazy to think about.
And the quality of the bait
yes.
that they're putting out too. That's the Everingham brothers just have it down.
They're up there doing maintenance on the receivers right now in Mission Bay.
Yeah.
You know, pulling them out, getting them all cleaned up and everything.
And they don't ever rest either. Like they're always changing things, whether it's, you know, how the box is designed or how the bait is crowded or how the net is hung or how the mesh is different. You know what I mean? Like they're always pushing to make it better.
Well, we don't have the water flow like San Diego Bay does. You know, we don't have the tide in there.
Yeah.
So our boxes are way deeper.
Oh.
We had guys come over and work over here in San Diego Bay for a long time. They come over and they go, man, these boxes are, you know, we're taking the crowder poles and sticking them all the way
down. Yeah,
right.
Your arm's getting wet.
Yeah. I mean, our boxes are deeper, they said, because of cooler water, and we're not getting a lot of that tidal flesh left.
Got it. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's just that Covera Basin just doesn't get a lot.
It doesn't
of
get a lot of flow, you know.
Yeah.
Not since they built the rocks here.
Yeah,
you know, we used to be open, then we get the surge coming down the jetty. So then they put some back in the day. They put some wooden telephone poles to help block the surge and keep it out, and they didn't last very long. And they built the rock jetty there, and now we don't get the surge like we did.
Yeah,
but we don't get the tidal flush like we do.
Your boat doesn't get banged around at the dock, but also your bait still gets
warm.
We
used to use chain binders to bind all them boats down.
Really?
Just like you see on a truck, you know, because that's how much
that's
surge.
That's how bad it was, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not anymore.
Nope.
Because you're right that, like, without that rock, I mean, that's like a pretty straight shot. You know, if you think about, like,
if you think about
how the crow flies, I mean, it goes right out the jetty, damn near straight into where the boat ties up.
Well, the artificial reefs up there off Torrey Pines, those were the old Mission Bay Marina docks that got washed out in, like, 1969.
Really?
Yeah, they got all busted
up. Like, broke apart to disrepair?
Yep. And after they built, they had them all piled up there in that dirt thing along the flood control channel.
I remember that, yeah.
And it took them a couple of years before they got a clearance from the Coastal Commission and everything to go dump all the make the reefs.
That's cool.
So when you do a trip on the Cortez, somebody wants to book a charter. How do they do it? I mean, do they just call you for available dates? Is that how it works?
Yeah, they contact me or they'll contact the landing. And the landing
they can
say,
book through the landing.
Yeah, and they'll see, you know. do you have an opening? The guys will leak, send me an email.
All right, Marcos, I want to go. What's the date?
Yeah. You know,
when can I go?
When can I go? What openings do you have?
Yeah.
So they implore me to get my schedule in as soon as I can.
Get back to them. But also, people will find you on the Royal Polaris this winter, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be over there, I think, on the Accurate trip, and then get to run the...
In January?
No. I think it's the February.
February.
Yeah, February. Okay. And then you're to run the next trip, the eight-day ecology trip. And then I think we're leaving in the middle of May, take the boat up to Oregon, do some boat work.
Boat work. And that's kind of his May time period. And then you're going to start fishing Cortez after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that. And Tyler will probably be running, or somebody else. I'm not sure Tyler will be running the boat, you know, while I'm up there in Oregon, if we got some charters and stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That's cool. Now, with the Oregon thing, that was a big maintenance deal last year. Mm-hmm. You guys took the Royal Polaris all the way up there. What's the theory behind? I mean, that's obviously seems like a long run to go. Four and a half day
run.
Okay.
The shipyard's very, very nice up there. I mean, they got everything up there. The guys are used to working in the weather, you know, so those guys will work. You know, you ask them to get something done, they get it done.
And a boat the size of the Royal Polaris isn't out of place up there.
No, that's where all the big crabbers and it's the Fred Wall Yard, and they build their own boats also. And the yard's gigantic.
That's cool.
I mean, you need a golf cart to get across it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Or a bicycle.
Yeah.
You're not walking. You can walk, or you can get your steps in.
Big one.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Man.
Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez Wealth of Knowledge. He knows how to catch the fish. I can tell you that.
Yeah, so much good stuff. So much fun today. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number here to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are already packed full, but we are going to get you through today. There's going to be 2 hours, lots of time to take your phone calls. Again, 213-432-1090. The other option of reaching Let's Talk Hookup, you got a question for Captain Jim Hughes, is via the text. You can text the show now. Hugely popular to Let's Talk Hookup. The text the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, super easy to get on your phone, whether you have an Android, an iPhone. Go into your app's locations, search Let's Talk Hookup, you'll see it fire off. And as soon as you punch up that app, you'll see one of the first icons available. Text the show. And you can text in your questions to Captain Jim. If you do, make sure that you include your contact information, because we need to be able to get a hold of you at the end of the show if you're the lucky winner of the great prize. And, man, speaking of prizes today.
Prizes.
Yeah. Again, thanks. Pete kind of teased it up there. The huge generosity of Captain Jim Hughes. Two prizes at the end of the show today. Again, we will determine the grand prize winner via the coin flip, as we normally do, whether it'll go to the caller or the texter. But both a caller and a texter are going to win a prize today. And first off, Jim's brought us a brand new PenFathom 15 XNLD reel. So this is a Fathom 15 narrow.
Really cool.
They're great.
Yeah.
Fully loaded with Spectra, ready to go kill a big bluefin, right? Ready to kill a December bluefin.
What's it got on it? What's the Spectra on it? It was, I think it was 50 pound, right?
50.
It was 400 yards at 50. Yeah.
I
mean, just such a rad reel. PenFathom 15, skinny, narrow, fits in your hand, really nice, great drags, great free spool, loaded with Spectra. This thing
you
is
fish,
ready to
30
go.
Pound on it, 25 pound?
Absolutely.
Yeah, either one.
I'd call it a 20 to 40 pound reel.
20
to
40, okay.
And the thing that's so cool about the way that one's set up, it's a small reel, you know, relatively small reel, but, I mean, like you said, there's 400 yards of 50 pound on there, so... You know, small bait fishing, whatever, just a very comfortable, great two-speed. Somebody's going to win that prize at the end of the show. We are also giving away a day-and-a-half trip on board the Cortez, an open party trip. You book it, any open party spot available next year, you're going on the Cortez, with space available.
Yeah, space available. So it'd be a day-and-a-half, or if a 2 days available.
Or right? 2 and a half. Well, see, what happens is sometimes my charter's a shorter guy. You know, and if they win this thing, they can call me and say, hey, this is my information. You know, I'm available at any time. I can call them up and say, hey, I got a guy that's leaving on Friday. I got a guy leaving on Tuesday. Sure.
Yeah. So it could be a day and a half or a 2 and a half.
Sure.
And it's not necessarily just an open party then. You might get to slide in on a private charter. How cool.
And most of our charters are 12 to 15 people.
Oh, my gosh. And how many do you take on an open party?
We might take up to 16.
Wow.
Try to eliminate
up to 16.
Up to 16.
We can sleep 23, but we find out that that 12 to 16 is about perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, boat fish is great.
Plenty of room.
Room everywhere.
We got extra bunks that can store all their stuff
on.
You know.
Man.
Everybody's got their own bunk that way.
That's so cool.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, you're not lying. Yeah. Hey, again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or send us those texts via the Let's Talk Hookup app. We've got a great show coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Captain Jim Hughes of the Cortez. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, U-Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show is March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Tackle, fishing resorts, fishing boats, and amazing seminars. March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today, man. Lots going on. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Again, that number, 213-432-1090. Or keep those texts coming, man. They're piling through right now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, day. People want to win that trip on the Cortez and that Penn Fathom reel. That's a early Christmas gift from Captain Jim Hughes,
cool,
for
man.
Sure. For our list, for texter and callers, for sure. Hey, let's go to the phones. Mr. Wayne Cotto from CCA, California is on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, Jim. Hey, I had a great show so far. Man, that bluefin being out there, I can't believe people are still sitting at home.
Yeah, I know. I mean, with Chris coming in this morning just saying, oh, my gosh, he achieved a goal that he wanted. He caught his 101st bluefin for the year.
For the year.
For the year.
Wow.
101 bluefin for the year.
Crazy.
So congratulations to Chris Minnick. He's an amazing angler, I can tell you that.
Now, just think about that, guys. The limit is 2.
Yeah, well, he went on a lot of trips.
Yes.
A lot of trips. Yeah. But, hey, you just went on an incredible 8-day Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Polaris. Tell us about it.
Wow, I can't say enough about that Royal Polaris. That Captain Roy Rose is a hoot. Anybody who's ever fished with him, that is 8 days of nonstop laughing. I mean, that guy is absolutely an animal at fishing, and then crazy on the deck, and then just keeps you laughing and while you're in the galley. And man, I can't tell you, 27 great anglers on the boat. They love the Let's Talk Hookup giveaways. Did a special white elephant raffle. Limit style fishing, freezer filler trip. We had a little bit of weather on the way down, but man, we skirted it after that, and it was just that lullaby rocking in the bunk. It was just nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we ran into some great weather.
And you caught a variety of fish, right? Tell us about that.
Man, he starts off with this limit style yellowfin tuna and the schoolie size fish. Dorado opened up, yellowtail opened up. And then it just kept going on from there. And, you know, we tried to stay out of the weather, so we stayed away from the outside. So we hugged the coast. So you're going into calico and sand bass and rockfish and ling cod and sheep's head and grouper and you name it. It was a freezer filler. And everything that you wanted to try, you got to try. It was a lot of fun because it was a lot more light tackle type fishing.
A lot of fishing.
You get to try all the different styles of fishing. You could do the slow pitch. You could do the deep drop. You could do, you know, all those different styles of fishing that you wanted to try. You got to do it. It was a lot of fun.
So variety.
I saw Roy right after the trip. I saw Roy on the dock, and he says, I said, how was the trip? He goes, he's great. Are you going to send that guy again as your representative next year? And I said, yeah, I'll send Wayne next year representing Let's Talk Hookup. Because I guess you hit it off with Roy, so I guess you're invited back.
Which is real hard to do.
He's such a tough
personality to get along with, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So you can count on Wayne Cotto being our charter master for our 8-day Let's Talk Hookup Royal Players trip next year. And I know that disappoints you.
That breaks my heart, man.
That's great. Well, thanks for doing such a great job. And Royal Polaris, I mean, it's the most classic, iconic sport fisher
in the whole world, period. You know, I mean, like, of all the years of getting to work at the landing when that boat backs in, it's still like it takes your breath away every time. It's the most perfect.
Beautiful
it's
boat.
It's perfect. It's just, it's huge. It's fishy as hell. I just love that boat so much.
And Royal keep you laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that boat from stem to stern.
Yes.
Yeah. Inside and out.
Turned about every nut and bolt in that engine room at this point.
Yeah. Just about. Pretty about.
Yeah. And I believe that this was the last regular trip for the chef, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think David's going to move on. He lives up in Oregon. He's going to do a little commercial fishing, but I'm sure he'll make some cameos.
Yeah.
Down here.
Yeah. Well, good luck to David. Yeah. With, his semi-retirement, right?
Yeah. And
he cooks some good food.
Yeah.
Really good food.
You put on a couple pounds, Wayne?
At least. Three squares and two snacks a day, and you just ring that bell, and after a while, they just light up. People don't even wait for the bell. They just light up.
That's the thing on the RP. Like, you're almost shaking your head when he tells you that the next thing is ready. You know, you didn't get finished with breakfast before the
snack, muffins,
and turnovers come rolling out, and you didn't hardly finish that until he's throwing some big killer lunch at you, and then the afternoon, and then the dinner. You know, it's just, man, they don't mess around on that boat.
No.
They're busy. They're busy.
Well, Wayne, a well-deserved break for you, Busman's Holiday for Wayne, and now you're back to work at some pretty heavy stuff, right?
Yeah, never stopped. Never stopped. Came right back, got off the boat, and went right to a fishing game commission meeting here in San Diego.
Literally on the same day.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
that morning. Literally, I went home and changed and went to the meeting.
You did change. Okay. All right. You didn't take...
You should have shown up at your...
No, I almost did. I almost went.
Well,
I didn't think they'd appreciate you. I should have boots.
Well, glad you had such a great trip on the Royal Polaris, Wayne. Thanks for doing such a great job being a charter master, and we'll look forward to having you back next year.
Appreciate it, guys. Hey, thanks to all the great sponsors, too, of my podcast.
Yeah.
Everybody appreciated it.
You bet. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that. Yeah, Gamakatsu gave hooks to everybody. AFCO gave a bunch of stuff, a bunch of Shimano lures and stuff like that. Loaded the box for Wayne.
Nice.
A big box of lots of good stuff. And Gamakatsu especially was super generous. Lots of hooks.
That's cool.
So it was good stuff. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that very much. Well, phones are packed. Texas are packed. They want to talk to Captain Jim, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. We're going to start off this morning with the phones and talk to John. He's called us from Escondido this morning. John, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And it's Jim, I had the pleasure of fishing with you on the 22-day trip on the RP, and that was a fun 24 days in the boat with you. And you know your stuff, and you work harder than anybody, young or old. And so I had a blast visiting with you and hearing all the stories and stuff like that with the years you've been on the water. So I looked, but your stuff books up so quick that I didn't get to get on any of your open party trips. So hopefully this year I'll be able to find one of those spots and get on your boat. But, you know, I had a great time with you. So thank you very much.
We'd love to have you, John. Cool. No, we had a lot of good times on that boat, you know, on that trip. You know.
We did. And
I'm
booked on the trip for 2024.
Oh, very good.
That's a lot of days.
Yes.
That's a lot of days fishing, and you're you want to talk about being forced to relax at some point. Like, you don't get to be high strung for 24 days in a row.
You got to break the habit.
You get a real unplug.
Just relax.
You're
off the phones. You're off everything.
Yeah, and that's one of the beautiful things about long-range fishing is it is truly the ultimate fishing vacation. But if you want to still stay connected now with Wi-Fi on most of the big boats, you still can.
You can.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's like the perfect amount. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
not wide open.
Yeah, it's enough to stay connected. It's enough that you can handle something if there's a problem.
Check your emails.
But you're also not entrenched in it. You know, it can't take over what you're doing for the day. Like, it's like the perfect amount.
I'm gone for 22 days. Don't bother me.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
We're fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you just put an auto reply on your email. Yeah. On your voicemail, it's like, I'm out of here. Yeah.
Life's going to go on when I get back. I'll tell you that.
It'll still be there.
Whatever was a problem then is still going to be a problem when I get back. Then we'll take care of it.
That's the beautiful thing about long range. Mm-hmm.
That's
awesome.
It, man.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, John. Appreciate that. Thomas Perry has a good question. He says, I'm going out on a 5-day trip on the 26th of December. How would you set up Wahoo fishing, rod, reel, size, wire, leader, bait, fishing, what size hook, etc.? Now, on a 5-day, you're probably not going to get Wahoo, right? What do you think?
Years ago, one of the boats did. I think Billy was running a boat, and he went down and caught some wahoo.
On a 5-day this time?
I think right now, if this fish stays up, their guys are going to be up here at the bank. They're going to be up there fishing this bluefin.
Fishing the
bluefin. Or they might make it down to Canoas and stuff and see if that yellowtail or something's biting. But I'd say for the most part, if this fish is still around, I think they're going to be up on the bank. They're going to give it a good look anyways.
Is a 5-day trip enough time to go down somewhere where there would be yellowtail and then come back up? Or would you, if you were doing it for 5 days, would you catch your bluefin up here and then maybe try to catch your yellowtail at one of the banks or one of the islands up here? Like, would you commit the time to going down, or is that just impossible to say?
No, I think it just depends. If you know you can go down there and, you know, like Canoas, like I said, or down there below San Martin or something, and catch some fish, then you're going to probably go down there and not try to night out and then get this bluefin thing. You're out there, you're going to be up here.
It also depends on the weather, too, right?
There's another weather to miss you. But December, this is the opposite. It's a little bit cooler.
Yeah, flat calm.
Beautiful weather.
Put some layers on.
Yeah.
Can Aliar not stand there to be a bluefin to be caught and not catch it?
If there's one around, he's hunting.
He's going to catch the last one.
Yeah, he's going to try.
That's pretty cool.
So if he's going on that 5-day trip, how would you set up? What would you be recommending?
Right now, I would probably have my 25, 30-pound gear. I'd have some 50 to 60-pound gear. And always have your heavy gear. Have, you know, at least one or two rods with the 80 to 100-pound on it.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
Don't need a lot.
Don't need a lot. Yeah. You know, it's maybe 6 rods total.
Fly line outfit,
fly line
sinker
outfit,
rig outfit,
sinker outfit,
and a nighttime jig outfit.
Nighttime jig outfit, you know, and be ready because you can use any of that, but, you know, depending on what your top shot is and what you want to put on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can change things.
How about top shot length? Is that does that come into a play when it's light line fishing, shorter, longer?
I think when it comes to light line fishing, it's not an issue.
Okay.
You know, because you're using a lighter stick, you know, you're using a lighter line. As you get into the heavier one, you want, you know, a little bit of shock value, so want a little bit longer top shot on it. And, you know, I always like a little bit of mono in between the Spectra and the fluorocarbon.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Cool. Good deal.
Yeah, great. Well, hey, another another great text came through. This is good morning, Jim, from Eric and Fallbrook. I feel lucky that I'm finally getting to go fishing on board the Cortez next summer on my buddy Brian Nguyen's charter. Can you tell me a little bit about the details on the boat? I can't wait to come aboard.
Well, Brian's all his trips are pretty much limited to 12 people most of the time.
Nice.
You've got plenty of room. Great camaraderie. We get everybody in the galley. We get everybody settled in on, you know, what we're going to do and everything. We have plenty of deck space with his group. Everybody works with everybody on that group. You know, they'll help each other out,
That's fun.
Brian's just an excellent charter master, you know, and he treats everybody and the crew like family.
What makes an excellent charter master? You know, I mean, like, what why would you say that about Brian? Like, what is it that, you know?
He has everything organized, you know, as far as who's going to get what bunks at a certain time, or, you know, he's got them all. Oh, you're going to be here, you're going to be here, you're going to be here. When we have kite rotations, they're all organized. You know, this guy's going to be up. Trolling rotations, if we end up trolling, you know. And then he keeps everybody going, everybody ready. And I always see him going around the deck talking to people about getting their gear ready and so forth.
That's cool.
Crew is, you know, down there helping them.
When the time comes, you're ready.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That group is ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And most of the groups are now. I mean, they see the way we fish and everything. These guys know. I mean, before I even send them to bed when we leave in the evening, you know, you make sure every rod's rigged up. And I want every rod rigged up this way. And then when the crew goes around and checks,
make sure
they're rigged up that way.
Nice.
You know?
And with 12 people, that's easy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's
it's 12 people, but they had some of these guys bring 10, 12 rods.
Yeah, it's only 120 outfits.
They're well equipped.
They're well equipped.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what's biting in the bar. He's back from the Amazon jungle. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours.
Can't wait, man. It's not just about great hooks that make anglers wild when they're talking Gamakatsu. They also make the finest split rings, and the finest split rings are made by Gamakatsu, as well as solid rings. And if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. Also, check out their assist. They've got you covered with a wide assortment of styles and sizes. See your local Gamakatsu dealer for more information. We got the Cast Man standing by. Buenos dias, Cast.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Yeah, I just got back from Brazil fishing the giant peacocks down there. And just a travel hint. From Manaus, Brazil to Panama City to L.A., I wore a mask. From L.A. to Seattle, coming up to the Florence House in Oregon, I didn't, and there was a guy next to me. He was hacking and coughing and sneezing, and sure enough, I picked up his stuff.
Bummer.
But I'll tell you, if you're going to be on an airplane, wear the mask. I mean, it's just, I know it's an inconvenience, but there's so much stuff going around in that cabin that, yeah, I learned a really tough lesson there. But anyway,
traveling with a mask for hours and hours and hours,
sucks,
and, then like a short flight, you don't wear it, boom.
Yeah, exactly. But, the fishing down in Brazil, we got some nice docks. My buddy Joe Timo had the biggest one of the trip at 17, and then Gary Vodder, who one of the listeners that we know, and he had a 16. And I was leading the pack for the first 3 days of the 14. But let me tell you, Pete, I lost some big fish, at least four that I can remember, the straight hooks on the lures. They were just our only downfall was that we had high water. And when high water's there in the jungle, those fish, all the fish, bait fish and the peacocks move into the brush. So they're not along the bank. So it made it tough. I mean, we caught fish, but we really had to work for it. But as far as the Southern Baja goes, San Jose del Cabo, man, they're still banging them. Probably between Loreto and all the way down to Cabo San Lucas, this has probably been the best Dorado year we've seen in years. Still plenty of Dorado, nice quality fish up to 30 pounds. And the Wahoo, you know, we hit them really big on our Wahoo Rumble in November. And they're still there. They're still banging them. Some boats 4 to 6 per day. And the tuna, not as much tuna as for the last year. Usually those banks up in the Sea of Cortez, they're the Iman, the San Luis, and Vinarama, are usually holding tuna on a regular basis, but they've been kind of scarce. But they are picking up a few, 30, 40, 50, and occasional 70, 80 pounder. But anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. Our Loreto Rumble is officially sold out, I'm looking forward to that trip with you, Pete. That's always a hoot down there, April 16 to 20, and our Let's Talk Hookup El Salto trip, January 26th to 30th, is also sold out. So can't wait.
Lots of sold out stuff. So let me ask you this, Gas. Are you 81, 82, right?
82.
Are you going back to Brazil again?
You know, if they can get a shorter flight, yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, man, that is a long way to travel. I don't care how old you are.
The guys from Portland, Gary Vauder and a couple other guys, they flew down from Portland. They were 26 hours going and coming.
They had
to fly past Manaus to San Pablo and then back into Manaus. And the same thing when they left, they had to go back to Manaus to San Pablo and then to Atlanta and then home. But ours was, you know, pretty cool because we left at about 4 o'clock in the morning from Manaus and we were in LA at noon. And then I headed north and had to sit next to that idiot. Do you think a guy would put a mask on if he's got a cold? Jesus.
Yeah, no kidding.
That sucks, buddy.
Well, good lesson for you. Wear a mask if you're on a plane, especially right now, for sure. There's a lot of it going around, for sure. Hey, Castman, glad you had such a great trip, and get well, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. Take care.
Thanks, Cass. Appreciate it.
All right, hey, that's going to wrap up our Castman Catch Report today. Focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin Charge. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charge to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Things like Terrafin, I always say, are the most important when there's not the middle summertime crazy rush. You know what I mean? Like, in the middle of the summertime, there's 100 boats fishing. Your buds are fishing. You know where it's at. You know what it's doing. Terrafin will show you the way when there's not a crowd of people that you can rely on. You watch the water move, see where it's going, know where that fish is going to end up. It's been around the longest for the reason, man. They're just the best. Love Terrafin.
No question.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages, and a whole lot more with Captain Jim. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we're talking bluefin. We've got to talk about Talica. And I'm thinking the Talica, the small Talica.
Eights and tens?
Gosh. A 10, man. I love that reel.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially for the type of fishing that Jim was talking about, where it's light line fishing, cast to bait well, fishing 25 or 30 pound. And be prepared for a 25 to 40 pound tuna. But if one of those standouts eats your bait and you accidentally hook a 60-pounder or an 80-pounder on your 30-pound rig, you're still in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
You got gear, you got power, you got torque, you got the drags. Like, that fish is still coming home.
Oh, yeah. And you put some Power Pro Max Quattro on there. You can high capacity, plenty of line on there, and plenty of power. That's the most important thing with Talica is you have the power.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Get them at your local. What a great Christmas gift for somebody. Talica 10, Talica 8. At your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking Cortez. Having a great time, man.
The Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing. Great boat. How big is Cortez?
60 foot.
Yeah,
60 by 18.
And it's just an old classic Southern Seaway. California sport fishing.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's
three
sister ships. You know, other than that boat. I think the hull wise there's probably three or four or five of them.
Yeah.
But the Endeavor, the Relentless, you know, the old Top Gun, Shogun, the same hull as the Producer.
Okay.
So there's a lot of them seaways around.
That lends us to a great text that I have. This was from Mike in Oceanside. Good morning, guys. I love this show. I got a question for Captain Rambo. Can you tell us the history of the Cortez? When and where she was built, and how long have you run the boat, and maybe any other interesting facts. I love that boat. That's all from Mike in Oceanside.
The boat's actually the same age as the Royal Polaris. You know, it was built up there in Costa Mesa, Seaway Boat Works. When they built a lot of the boats, like the Aztec, the Pacifica. There's a lot of them Seaways running around. Plus, they built a lot of these lifeguard boats, or a lot of Seaways.
Okay.
You know.
Built solid.
They've been around for a long time.
Classic sport fisher look to them, too.
Absolutely. Right?
What year was Cortez built?
It'd be 74.
74, you know? Wow.
It's only had, I think, four owners. The Ashleys built it. Dean Adams, he had it after that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then Mike Burst got it, and then I bought the boat in 96.
96.
Ever since. So.
Wow. And where were you before 96, before you owned the Cortez, where were you?
C4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I started running boats there. Well, I started decking there in 68, 69.
Wow.
And
spring chicken.
I got my license, as soon as I could. And then I started running the Mission Bell where it didn't have a wheelhouse or nothing.
Was this like open?
Yeah. And then.
No kidding. Like a flybridge?
Yeah.
No kidding.
And we had, I worked on, the first boat I ran was the boat, it's called the Western Pride now, but it was a Seaford.
Was the Mission Bell then the same Mission Bell now?
Just yes.
With the house on it, same boat? That's cool.
Exactly. Well,
okay.
We built the house on it, actually John Yamati, myself, when we first bought into the landing, we replaced the whole bottom, put a whole new house on it and cabin on it, and basically it's the same boat right now, and you know, I've done some more work to it.
Of course.
And then, like I said, the Seaforth, which is the Western Pride now, it's like a sister ship to the San Diego, ran that boat, and then San Diego ran relief on that, and then we brought the one that's the Oceanside 95. We had that was the second new Seaforth.
Okay.
The first new Seaforth was one of the 65-foot Ditmars, slipped, I think, 50 people.
Wow.
On that albacore fishing. And been a lot of different boats.
Yeah, you must be here.
We ran a Polaris Deluxe we had there for
And what is the Polaris Deluxe now?
It was a Breezers for
like
a long
private
time.
Yacht,
yeah,
right?
It's a private yacht.
Yeah. That's the one you see going down Harbor Island, right?
Mm. I don't know if it's down there now.
Or is that Conquistador? That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But that's the same boat. Yeah.
Yeah. It's another pool boat.
Yeah. Amazing. So. These boats stick around, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
No, this fleet's not getting any younger, but on the other side, it was guys keep putting their money into it.
Right.
They take care of
it. I mean, look at the Searcher. It's putting new engines in it right now. Look at that boat. Yeah. I mean, that boat is classic.
Yep.
Yeah, and still going strong.
And you could say, you could look at it both ways. You're dead right. The fleet's not getting any younger, but you can make an absolute honest argument for guys like Jim and people that take care of the boats. They're better than the day they came off the line. The machinery's better.
The equipment's better nowadays, and the technology as far as keeping these boats up to date has been, you know, the resins and stuff like that we use on wooden boats, the metal fabrication they use on the aluminum boats and the steel boats. Everything's upgrading. It's better.
Yeah. You know? Lasts longer.
Last longer. Plus, a lot of these guys in the fleet have been around this fleet a long time. They know what we got to do to keep things.
Know how to take care of a boat. Yeah. Yeah. Which is a key with a boat. You got to take care of it.
They're not going to take care of themselves.
That's for sure. You
do.
The worst thing for a boat, just sitting, right?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take something and put it in salt water and cool its machinery with salt water, like the most corrosive substance in the whole world, and just wait, man.
It's pretty much over.
You're asking for it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I just heard a spot for Sagal Sport Fishing. Rosie and Jeff will be in the studio in the world headquarters tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Looking forward to having Rosie and Jeff talking Sagal's fishing tomorrow morning, so you want to be sure to tune in for that. Also, I want to draw your attention to a new recipe on our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, and Chef Jeff did halibut cozumel, which is a burrito style, and delicious. Oh, my God, it looks fantastic. The recipe looks fantastic. So check that out on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Just look for Angler's Table or just right on the front page. And then also I want to mention, too, they went like hotcakes, the AFCO boat bag, the embroidered AFCO boat bag we had. Sold out, like, right away.
Did.
Well, I just sent a new batch, got a new batch from AFCO and sent a new batch to the branding iron to have them embroidered. They're back. And so they're back in stock now, both black as well as black camo and green camo. Can't get them out before Christmas. It's too late for that, just shipping-wise. But if you want one of those AFCO boat bags, they're on sale now at our shop page of letstalkhookup.com.
That's awesome. Well, it's certainly some great those bags are killer, too. AFCO did such a nice job. It's just a very well-thought-out duffel, tackle storage, whatever. It's the right boat, the right bag for packing your gear and clothing in and jumping on the Cortez.
Absolutely, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's a great bag for $49.
Yeah,
on sale right now, $49.
Beautiful,
can't beat it for sure. Hey, let's go live to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's online. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, Mike.
We were talking about you earlier.
Well, we're not on the Cortez, but we're in the vicinity, so. man, you know what? It was funny because I got a rundown from a couple of the boats that have been out here recently about the hook-to-land ratio on this bluefin, and it's frustrating. We have 8 fish on the boat. We probably hooked 20 fish here this morning, mostly bait fish. We got some squid. We're doing a little bit of that, but fish up to right around 60 pounds. I mean, it's been good at times, and I, for a number of different reasons, a majority of them are coming off, but it's pretty darn good activity so far.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That was like good fishing. You still seeing all that squid floating, too?
We were lucky enough to rendezvous with a couple of us, picked up a little bit from the Royal Star last night and the Outrider here this morning, but we got here in time to see some of it. It sounds like there's pretty good squid making to be had early in the evening till a little after midnight, something like that. But you think you're in the harbor right now. It's, you know, these kind of conditions, trying to get a bait away from the boat. Thankfully, with the squid, it doesn't really matter. But flat, greasy, calm, no swell, no wind, no nada.
Gee.
And it looks like it's going to continue through this next week, too. Are any trips planned for the tribute here out of Seaforth?
We'll see what happens this week. We're down for Christmas, and then we switched our January trips over to be we're going to be fishing this bluefin. You know, with this last little storm, I kind of wanted to wait and see what happened, but apparently it didn't change anything. You know, the water's probably as cold as we're going to see it out here this year, and it doesn't seem to matter, and plenty of bluefin around. They're biting. So we switched our January trips over. We're going to be fishing bluefin. Right now it's a Friday night kind of thing, unless we get a little more demand. We do have a seeker-sponsored call-in-out trip January 29th. It's already a go. It's got enough people on it. We'll be down there doing that. But the rest of these ones are Pete Support-sponsored day and a half bluefin trips leaving Friday night. And so far, if it's anything like this, we're digging it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Sounds great.
Mike, I had a fun story. I ran into one of your crew members. This was weeks ago, you know, at Costco. You know, he's buying gear and, like, getting stuff for the boat. He goes, "Nah, we're online, but, man, I think that's it. I'm buying all the gear for duck hunting. I think we're done. Like, I think this is probably it. You know, we're scheduled to go, but I don't see us going out. I'm making the gamble and I'm buying all my gear for duck hunting now. I don't think it's going to happen." And that was weeks ago. And the tribute's catching bluefin as we speak right now in the middle of December, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He might be out duck hunting right now, but we're so no. There's no lack of fish. You know, some of these guys out here, the pride's been out regularly, the long range boats that have been fishing out here, even during the storm. I mean, it's been great fishing. We are not done, not by any means.
No way, man.
We're going to take advantage of it while we can.
I love that. I want to say I caught a December bluefin.
Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, if that fish is coming, Mike, expect to see me. I just think that's so cool that you could go out in December and January. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Like, the first month of the year to be catching bluefin tuna. I just think that's so cool. And what a great call, man. I always love the attitude that Mike has with the tribute. If there's fish there, we're going to fish for him. Somebody has to keep it rolling, and it's the tribute.
Yeah, the guys up north have been running the trip. Nobody down here has. Funny enough, we have Adam Williams from the New Orleans. He came out to try to catch one of these things. I think he just woke up, so he needs to kick his butt in gear. But, you know, you put a plate of fresh sashimi next to a ham or turkey for Christmas dinner and see which one goes first.
No doubt, buddy.
Exactly. Hey, what is the water temperature right now?
Right now it is 60.06.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's warmed up, I guess.
It was warm. What
was it last week, Rambo?
We had a 58.9.
And still catching them.
Yep. Still catching them.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I think that's about as cool as we're going to see it here anytime soon, and they're still here.
They're not.
I love it, man. So rad.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to ride aboard the tribute, get on it. How do we do it?
Follow Rambo home. Seaport Landing, 619-224-3383. You can book through tributesportfishing.com, seaportlanding.com. Give the guys a call. I'm looking at the Amigo right now. They have blood coming out of their scuppers. We're stoked to be out here.
This is awesome, man. Great job, Mike. Cool. Thanks for the report. December bluefin happen on the tribute.
We'll check tomorrow.
Thanks,
right,
buddy.
Sounds good.
Good job, Mike.
Get an update tomorrow on from the tribute, so be sure to tune in.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're also going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Stuart West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or a freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the water tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportsFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.